Welcome to Caveman Basketball, a presentation of Grants Pass Broadcasting in cooperation with the Oregon School Activities Association, District 7, and Grants Pass High School. This broadcast is made possible by many fine sponsors in support of high school athletics. Please express your appreciation to them the next opportunity you have. Now, let's head courtside with Chuck Benson.
Welcome to Heater Newman Gym. Let's set the scene for you, courtesy of Rob Cohen Incorporated, an excavation and road building contractor serving all of Southern Oregon. They're going to pack the pit tonight. That's the goal, ladies and gentlemen, for the last regular season home game for the Grants Pass Cavemen tonight here, hosting the Roseburg Indians, and it's a get-even game for the Grants Pass team. We'll talk more about that in a moment or two. But the band is on hand. Lots of AAU young basketball players inside. A good contingent from Roseburg, Oregon, and the stands continue to fill up here. We'll have more for you right after this from Robco.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Of course, the band obviously in attendance tonight, and the Roseburg Indians have just come out on the floor to begin their warm-up. They're wearing their traveling black uniforms, white numerals with the orange and black trim on the shoulders and around the legs. And, of course, the Grants Pass Cavemen in their home whites. And just before we go much further, ladies and gentlemen, I do want to make a special announcement here. The Grants Pass, this is a crucial game for Grants Pass to either make the playoffs or not, and it might not be decided tonight completely, but... certainly a win will put Grants Pass in a good position. Actually, it should put them in third place. And we'll get more into that a little bit later. So we will follow the Cavemen through all of the conference playoffs. In addition to that, Grants Pass Broadcasting Management has decided that we will follow the Lady Cavers also all the way through their tournament experience this year. So it's Cavemen and Cavers here on KAJO Radio. The Lady Cavers, of course, tonight in Roseburg taking on the Lady Indians there. Well, that's the scene, courtesy of Robco Incorporated. Stay tuned for words from head coach Joel Jesse after this one-minute Cavemen timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Time now for a word with head coach Joel Jesse, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. And it's a revenge game tonight, coach. The Roseburg Indians are in town. They beat you on their floor. I think they went to the free throw line, what, 21 times?
31 times.
Oh, and they scored 21.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, all yes. Right. So, all right, is your team ready for this this challenge tonight? Regular season game.
Yeah, they know what's on the line. They're super, super excited to play this game for multiple reasons. But they're ready, and they know what they need to do to win. And the recipe is really simple for us. Play defense and rebound the basketball, and everything else will take care of itself. So, you know, we'll have to see how Jordan and Luke perform this night, this evening. They're got the flu bug again on act, you know. So,
oh golly, it's rampant right
they
now.
They are right in the mix of it. Barely, you know, they got to school, did what they needed to do to be eligible to play tonight, and so. You know, we're going to have to manage their minutes this evening. You probably won't see them on the floor together. This evening, you'll probably see Peyton Bruner playing a lot more minutes and seeing us interchange Luke and Jordan quite a bit tonight, contingent upon how they feel.
All right. Well, that's shame because they both look like they were really working together well at Sheldon. You'd hit Rosette on the high post, and you'd go immediately down to Luke cutting from the corner. It looked great.
Jordan's a phenomenal passer. He's probably the best he is the best passer on the team. So he does a good job, and he has a very smart IQ for his level.
Coming off a win on the road against Sheldon, you're carrying some momentum into tonight.
Yeah. I mean, anytime you win a game, it kind of resets your brain after losing, you know, three key games that we needed to win. So boys moved past on that win, and they're dead focused on what they need to do tonight. And they know they need to stop Vandenberg and Mendoza and keep Bentea off the boards. And as long as they take care of those three guys, then we should be pretty good.
Put a W up on a column. Now, this is your final game. It's senior night. We'll talk about the seniors in just a moment or two. But Roseburg still has two games tonight, and then I believe it's a home game against Sheldon. So this is a big game for both teams tonight. Does one have an edge over the other right now? Is it a home court advantage great? Is it senior night that's going to propel your troops?
I just think any time we play at home, you know, we don't have a differential like you saw at South Medford or Roseburg, where, you know, they went to the line 31 times and we went to the line 6 or 5 times. And so I think that's probably the biggest difference. When you play at home, you know, sometimes the players get your 50-50 calls, hopefully, and that's really the biggest difference. Going to Roseburg or playing in Grants Pass, I think there will be a lot of people in the gym tonight, and because of that, I feel like we'll have some extra energy, which we're going to need because of the kids that are sick. Gavin is all the way through it, but he's not 100%. He's probably 90%. So they're going to need that extra energy. So I think it'll be a combination of being at home, not being up in Roseburg, and have such a big differential with free throws. Also senior night, where you're going to have some extra people out. We also have our AAU night tonight, to where our kids are going to get in if they wear their jersey, and they'll be right behind our bench rooting them on. And when you have those little kids in the gym, they get really pumped and they get really excited. So, you know, we have a lot of things going on tonight. So I think a lot of that will give the boys some good energy.
Are you telling me it's going to be noisy?
It's going to be very noisy tonight, Chuck. So you might want to be ready for that.
I'll turn my microphone up so they can hear me.
There we go.
We'll talk about the Roseburg Indians when we come back right after this word from Kelly's Automotive Services.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Roseburg Indians, a longtime rival. It's payback time tonight. Have the Indians changed to your knowledge at all? Or you mentioned they're three top guys anyway.
Yeah.
So have they changed personalities at all?
No, I don't think they have. I think they've been the same team, you know, all year. It took all we had and then some to come back in that game. And then Mendoza hit those two back-to-back threes towards the end. We won't let that happen this evening. So we won't dig ourselves in too big of a hole this evening, and that'll be our goal. You'll see me take earlier timeouts than I usually normally do. If we start seeing things go a little bit south after about two possessions, we can't dig ourselves out of it. The Roseburg Indians have their style of play. You know, they'll probably run a little bit of zone for us. They won't do a lot. They'll play man-to-man, and you'll see them do a 1-2-2 press. Just a lot of that stuff. I don't expect too many special stuff from this coach.
No new wrinkles. It's just going to be execution.
Yeah, he just is what he is, and he does his thing. And so we're prepared for whatever's thrown at us, and you know, at the same time, you'll see us doing some of the same stuff that we did to Sheldon. You'll see us do tonight, but you'll see when we do go to zone, you'll see our top guys really take the ball out of Mendoza's hands. And we're not going to leave him. We're going to force him to move before the top of our zone actually moves.
Oh, okay, Coach. Senior night, you want to mention your seniors? How about Luke Morgan?
Yeah, Luke Morgan. Luke Morgan's a phenomenal kid. You know, he's going to be dominant all year. He's been consistent. I would like to see him average about 6 to 8 more points more per game. That would help us a little bit more. But
coaches always want more.
Yeah, we always want more. But you know, Luke's a great kid. He's one of our main leaders on the floor when things are going wrong. He's one of those guys that really speak up and is really vocal. Love the kid. I've known him, you know, ever since kindergarten. You know, this, you know, he's in the same grade as my son Jaden, and you know, Luke has been over to our house many of times, and he's just a good kid, and you know, he's going to have a great baseball career when he goes to college, and you know, this will be a game that he's going to have to power through some sickness to make himself relevant on the floor.
All right, Gavin McLean.
Gavin McLean, man, that kid's grown. You know, Luke this summer didn't play very much basketball because he was on a baseball circuit, and Jaden was on the track circuit, and so Gavin was our main leader this summer, and he grew up. He went from boy to man this year. He did a lot of good things. He had to learn a lot of things, and he did some really, really good stuff this year, this summer. Really, really proud of the young man that he's become, and some of the things that he's able to accomplish. And all of our players, man, I think him, he's probably been our most consistent player from game one through our last game. So I expect him to be amped up a little bit tonight. Hopefully he'll play smart and get downhill before he starts shooting that three ball. But, you know, we're going to let it rip and just give the boys confidence and do everything we can to support them.
All right. Going down the senior list here, next kid, next one is a kid by the name of Jaden. What's his last name? Jesse again. I'm going to talk about him a little.
Yeah, Jaden, my only son. You know, I feel like he's the best defensive player in our league. He has to guard anywhere from a 1 to a 5, depending on who the other team's best player is, guarding guys like, you know, Mendoza and Jackson, as well as Klug and some of the South Medford guys and Trey and Landon. He guarded the Willamette kid, their top scorer, you know. So, you know, Jaden found himself last game offensively is what I – that game right there with that 12 to 14 points is what I expected him to do all year. He's taken a step back on the offensive side because he's very tired after playing some of the defensive stuff. And you just have to live. You have to live with that. And good kid. Going to go run track, the 110 and the 400 hurdles collegiately somewhere. He's still undecided on where he go. He has his goals on where to go, but as of right now, he hasn't made a full decision on where that's going to be. And, you know, he's a great teammate. He's one of our other leaders. He leads more by example. He's not a very boisterous leader. He's more of an energy bunny, and just does a great job. It's hard to be coached by your dad, and it's hard, you know, vice versa. And so he does a really good job at not being like my daughter Holly when I coached her.
We won't even get into that one right now.
No.
We'll leave that.
Let's
alone.
Leave that alone.
Yeah. One more senior, I think, Bushmeyer.
Yeah, James. Yeah,
limited minutes this year.
Yeah, you know, we thought James was probably going to get a lot more minutes than what he has, but James has done a phenomenal job at making it about the team this year, not about himself. You know, he expected to play a lot more. We thought he was going to play a lot more. We just had other kids like Jordan Rosetta step up and Grady McKittrick step up and stuff like that. So, you know, the number of minutes that we can pass around in the game of basketball aren't very many. To keep ourselves competitive. And so, you know, James taking that year off, he took 1 year off because he needed to focus on some work. And you know, that 1 year kind of hurt his development on understanding systems and where to be at the right spot and stuff like that. But phenomenal kid. He's super, super strong, super tough, and he's a resilient kid. That kid's been through a lot, and super proud of the young man that he is as well. And then we also have Tyler Ireland. He's our manager. Mm-hmm. He's our senior.
Has no minutes this year.
He has no minutes this year, and he's been a lifesaver to help us. He's been a mouthpiece for some of us coaches when things aren't going the way that we want him to. And he's our fifth senior. And, we're hoping that we can get him in this evening, give him a shot to shoot the ball a couple of times. You know, he had a surgery that prevented him from playing all year this year. His doctors have finally let him, gave him a clean bill of health. And so you'll see him hopefully we're up by 20 and we can give him we can give him those minutes and let him have some fun this evening is what our goal will be for him. But he's been a great manager the last couple of years, and really appreciate him and what he does to make my job a whole lot easier.
All right, Coach. I want to thank you very much. I want to remind everybody that Coach Jesse's comments, courtesy of our good friends at Kelly's Automotive Services. Coach, good luck. We'll talk to you after you get the win tonight against the Roseburg Indians. And we'll be back right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the NeuroClinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the NeuroClinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the NeuroClinic, they treat the whole body. Naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back. They have just completed the recognition of the seniors, both for the varsity rally squad and for the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll add a footnote about to Tyler Ireland. Ireland, still a very good athlete, was hurt during football season. That's what prompted that surgery and took him out of the basketball season. But he has recovered, and he still has a baseball scholarship coming up for him. I believe it's Sacramento State Goodwin there. So good, congratulations, Tyler Ireland. Glad to see you back on the floor, and good luck. Time now for the starting lineups, courtesy of Farmers Building Supply. Grab your project list and head to Farmers. They have it all. Doors, windows, lumber, decking. Riddell Road meets the Redwood Highway. Farmers Building Supply. Now for the starting lineup for the Grants Pass Cavemen, wearing number 24, a senior this year. Luke Morgan averaging 11.8 points per game. Wearing number 3, also a senior, Gavin McLean, averaging 11 points per game. Wearing once again number 24. A junior wearing 00, averaging just over 10 points a game, about 10.2, is Peyton Bruder. He'll get some action tonight. And a freshman wearing number 32, Jordan Rosetta, getting the start tonight. And our final starter for the Grants Pass Cavemen is a senior, Jaden Jesse, wearing number 44, averaging 6 points per game. And we'll have more after this from Farmers Building Supply.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Welcome back. Starters for the Roseburg Indians, and these are confirmed tonight. Wearing number 20, a sophomore, will get the start tonight. Andrew McCurdy had 4 points against Grants Pass when they played in January in Roseburg. Also getting the start tonight, wearing number 12, this also a junior, Owen Bentia. You heard head coach Jesse mention Bentia. He had 8 points against Grants Pass. Had, let's see, One three-pointer, 3-for-4 from the free throw line, so he's a shooter. Also getting the start tonight, wearing number 4, a 5'10 senior, Julian Lopez, at 6 points against Grants Pass in that first game, 1 3-pointer. Wearing number 5, also a senior at 6 foot, is Asher Brendenberg, at 28 points against Grants Pass. He's one that you've got to watch. 10 of those points coming at the free throw line, where he was 10 of 13. And you heard him mention Mendoza many times through clenched teeth. Micah Mendoza, a 6'3 senior, had 21 points against Grants Pass in that first game. 5 3-pointers. It was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Well, though, it's the starting lineup for Farmers Building Supply. Keys to tonight's game coming after this 1 minute Cape Man timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs, bringing the keys to tonight's game. And you heard head coach Jesse talk about some of those keys. Defense and rebounding, his two big keys for tonight against the Grants Pass Cavemen. We'll add another one in there, and that's keep them off the free throw line. That's the key for Grants Pass. That's where they lost the game last January when they met at the Indians Court, Stuart W. Robertson Gymnasium, I think it is. So that's the situation here. We'll talk about a couple of other things here with the keys to tonight's game, and that's incentive and is exactly how these teams are going to get into the postseason, and we'll talk about that when we come back right after this from Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. Now, there are two ways to get into the playoffs, the postseason here in the Southwest Conference. The top three teams in the conference are automatically in. Then they go, and that's for each conference, so that takes care of 21 of the slots in the 32-team bracket. So that means 11 to fill. That's taken up through the rankings, which means about the first 32 teams. The 32 ranked teams get into the playoffs. So there are two ways, be above 32 or 32 or above, or be in the top three. Now, Grants Pass right now is in third place in conference with a 6-5 record, leading these Roseburg Indians by a half game. Roseburg is 5-5, so they played one less game. They finish up on Friday night. Grants Pass finishes up tonight. So you can see that's a pretty high incentive for Grants Pass to pick up a win tonight. The second way to get in is to be ranked in a top 32 by the OSAA, and that's a mathematical formula, and we're not sure how that will come out until Saturday night when they freeze the rankings at 10 o'clock that night. We should have that information for you by next Saturday. However, at this stage, Grants Pass is in. They are ranked 30th. Which means that they would probably be playing the third-ranked team in the state. And right now, that's the number one team in the PIL, Roosevelt. But Roosevelt has one more game to play, and that's not tonight. That's on Friday night. So I hope we're making this as clear as mud for you tonight so you can follow along and see what kind of situation that we're in. We're flipping coins trying to find out where we're going to be next Tuesday when the first game of the postseason 6A tournament gets underway. But we'll certainly keep you informed right here on KAJO Radio. Now, looking around the conference, Roseburg, of course, if should they take over third place, they would be in. But Roseburg, in spite of the records being different, has a ranking of 22. And there are lots of things you could talk about the rankings and that mathematical formula and how it's weighted and what means more than, I think, what hurt Grants Pass is they played too many games out of the state, which are going to the, that goes into the formula, but it's not rated as heavy. So that's that particular situation. Quite frankly, Grants Pass, all but one team can make the playoffs right now. Of course, South Medford, the conference champion, still has two games to play. They're ranked ninth in the state, so they're certainly in. South Eugene is 6-4, so they have, once again, two games to play tonight and tomorrow night. We expect them to finish, quite frankly, at 7-5, and should Grants Pass win tonight, they would be 7-5 also. So those two teams would tie. They'd be the first three teams. And I'm not sure the tiebreakers in conference, that's decided by conference. Roseburg could get in if they make third place after a win tonight and a win at Sheldon next Friday night. Pardon me, they host Sheldon next Friday night. Incidentally, they're ranked 22nd. North Medford at 5-5 right now is ranked 32nd. So technically they're in should it end tonight. We'll see what happens with the North Medford. Sheldon at 4-6, ranked 31st, so technically they could get in also. But still, most of those teams have tonight's contest and another night on Friday night. Grants Pass ending a little early this year. So that's the way things stand right now. Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, offering complete vacuum repair and supplies along with all your sewing needs on 6th Street between H and I. Brought you the keys to tonight's game, so stay tuned for the tip-off after this 30-second caveman timeout.
Attention DIY champions, right now is a great time to launch your home improvement projects, and Diamond Home Improvement is by your side. Prep your yard for spring, spruce up your indoor spaces with new flooring, or start the bathroom transformation you'll never regret. Diamond Home Improvement's quality supplies and expert advice will make your goals a reality. Have some projects that can't be put off? Visit us in-store or online to find out more about a professional installation. Your vision is right at Diamond.
Well, the Grants Pass band has struck out the fight song here. All the fans came to their feet right now, clapping rhythmically along with the band here. This is what high school sports is all about. You could just feel the excitement in the air from both sides. As a matter of fact, the Roseburg team fans on their feet also. There's the buzzer ending the warm-up clock, and we'll have a few announcements here, and then we'll get to the national anthem. We'll, of course, pause on the national anthem. It's just difficult for us to pick it up in the fidelity that it really deserves, so we usually take a break during that particular situation. So that being happened, being said, we'll remind you you're listening to Caveman Basketball here on KAJO Grants Pass, Oregon, and we'll pause for the national anthem. We'll be back after this 90-second Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to C. Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Just completed the national anthem here. We're ready to get the introduction of players. And then we'll get this basketball game underway for you, folks. This is as close to the projected start time as I think we've had all year. Finally, we get to the last regular season game, and the timing works out pretty close, pretty close. Of course, it all depends on the JV game that happens just a little bit earlier. Incidentally, if I didn't give you that score, our JV's got beat tonight pretty handily by 14 points, 64-50. Now they've taken down to the floor to join the corridor of cavemen, the AAU teams that are on board here. So, once again, going to get noisy tonight. They have just introduced number zero. That's Micah Mendoza, leading scorer for the Roseburg Indians. And then comes number four. This is Julian Lopez, 5'10", senior, wearing number four. Joining him, number five, is Asher Vredenburg. And then comes number 12. That's Owen Bentia. And number 20 being introduced is Andrew McCurdy. So those are the five starters we expected from the Roseburg Indians. Now, going to get noisy here because here come the Grants Pass Cavemen. Again, the home fans coming to the feet. Once again, you can just, I've got goosebumps. This is so much fun. A big gym filled with a lot of people, a lot of fans here. Double zero being introduced. That's Peyton Bruner. Peyton averaging 10.2 points per game here. He'll be working the inside a lot tonight. Number three, Gavin McLean, a senior. Last regular season home game for Gavin tonight, averaging 11 points a game. He has really matured this year. And number 23, Bushmeyer getting the start tonight as a senior. So he'll get a few minutes to start here. And Luke Morgan getting the start tonight. And last Wendley will be number 44, Jaden Jesse. I know we introduced Jordan Rosette as getting the start tonight. We apologize. Of course, the seniors always get a start here, and Bushmeyer has been getting more and more minutes all along the way. So he'll get his start tonight here. Final home game as a senior, wearing the caveman blue tonight. Fights on being picked up again. Home fans coming to their feet. First quarter going to be brought to you by Moser Paving. Call Moser at 479-2424 for chip sealing, dust control, gravel, all your site preparation needs. Thank you, Jay Moser. All right, ladies and gentlemen, get close to your radios. Don't go away. It's all coming your way here on 1270 Radio, KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. The officials have taken control of the floor. They have the basketball. The teams are out and approaching the center circle here. The Roseburg Indians, number five, waits in that circle. That's Vredenburg. He squares off against Mr. Bruner tonight, and we're just about ready to get this one going, folks. There's the whistle. They are ready. Ball comes to the center of the court in the official's hand, and it's high in the air, controlled by Bruner in the backcourt. Quickly to McLean, to Jesse, and the Cavemen have the first offensive possession. Jesse into the forecourt, top of the key. Looks left and right. Man-to-man defense initially by the Roseburg Indians. Left-hand side to Bushmeyer, back out front to McLean. McLean, left front court, takes a drive all the way. Wanted to lay one up, had it slapped out of his hands. It's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds to the inline. Evidently, the block was clean, so McLean will make the inbounds play, and the Cavemen put a triangle around the key with Jesse right at the top. Breaks out of that. Ball comes left-hand side to Bushmeyer, corner left-hand side. Attacks along the baseline, tries to lay one up, off no good. Rebound taken down by the Indians, and falling with the rebound. They're saying he got a little push from Luke Morgan. So that quickly, Luke picks up his first foul. That was just barely a push here, too. All right, inbounds play in the backcourt, comes quickly into Mendoza, and then they stop the action. The official calls the basketball right back. Inbounds play goes to Mendoza, right-hand side. Crosses the timeline, top of the key, flips the ball left-hand side into the corner. Back on the wing, left-hand side to McCurdy. McCurdy into the corner, back out front to Mendoza. Drives, kicks the ball in the corner, left-hand side. Shot is up for three, off, no good. Long rebound, way out front to Mendoza again. Picks it up, right-hand side. Shot is up there for three, it's off, no good. Bushmeyer rebounds. Outlet comes to McLean. McLean comes down the right-hand sideline. Into the forecourt now, on the wing. Flips the ball left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse lobs it down low to Morgan. Morgan puzzles one up and is partially checked out of bounds. It's going to be Grants Pass ball in bounds again. No score yet. Played a minute and 5 seconds all that time. McLean makes the inbounds play and looks right-hand side for Jesse on the wing. Then down low to one of the Roseburg players. Mendoza picks it up, loops the ball ahead, and it can't be controlled. Going to go right back to the Grants Pass Caveman. So Bushmeyer's there, has the basketball, flips it back to the official. Now he'll just stay there and bring the ball inbounds to Jesse in the backcourt. And full court pressure extended now. Looks like a trap zone building at the timeline. Brunner flips the ball left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse hits it on the run all the way to the basket, lays it up and in. So Jesse on the fly gets the pass and the bucket. Roseburg back on the attack, right-hand side. Layup is off, no good. Whistle stops the action underneath. Do we have a foul called? If we do, it'll be against Jesse, I believe. And the official comes to the side. That's the call. So Jesse will pick up his first second team foul on the Caveman. And at the free throw line, number 5, Asher Brandenburg. He was the one who hit 10 free throws against Grants Pass back in January. Pardon me, for the Indians. Shot is up, and this one bounced twice but fell through. So it's 2-1. Grants Pass still with a one-point lead. Brandenburg with one more shot coming from the free throw line. Roseburg going right to left across the radio dial. They drive towards A Street. Shot is up and nothing but net this time. So Brandenburg finds two at the free throw line. We're tied at 2. Inbounds play comes in the backcourt quickly to McLean. Back over to Jesse. Back to McLean. Into the forecourt quickly. McLean comes down. Launches the 3 from the left-hand side. Just off. No good. Rebound. Morgan. Morgan powers one back up. No good. Too hard. Again, Morgan back off glass. This one is good. And the Caveman back out in front. 4-2. Long pass down quickly to Brandenburg. Brandenburg left-hand side on the wing. Tries to drive by. Jesse does. Lays one up and in. So Brandenburg gets his first field goal. He's got 4 points tonight. We are tied at 4. McLean into the forecourt for Grants Pass. Right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse head fakes, finds some room on the paint, spins, goes up, 3-footer, shit, off, no good. Rebound once again in the hands of Brandenburg as it's slapped away from behind by Jesse, picked up by Bushmeyer. Bushmeyer all the way, lays one up, that's good. And Bushmeyer earning his keep, picks up his first two tonight. It's 6-4 Grants Pass. Brandenburg brings the ball back down for the Roseburg Indians. Stops on the wing left-hand side of the free throw line. Pass is deflected out of bounds by Bushmeyer. It's going to be Indians ball inbounds from the in line. As Rosetta checks in, so does DeShane. And Bushmeyer will sit down. Hey, a good 4.5 minutes for the young man. 3.5 minutes. 5:26 to play. Inbounds play from the sideline for the Indians. Comes out front quickly to Lopez. Lopez with the basketball between the circles. Goes left-hand side quickly to McCurdy. McCurdy with the basketball. Looks for a cutter inside. Back out front to Lopez. Then high post to Mendez. Back left-hand side in the corner to Bentilla. Bentilla drives the baseline. Lays one up and in. And we are tied at 6 again. DeShane in the backcourt. Looping ball left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse stops shy of the timeline. Passes over to the top of the key. Rosetta back out to DeShane. Back to Rosetta at the high post. Comes down. Floats one up. That is just off. No good. Board cleared by the Indians. On the run, it's Brandenburg right-hand side. Pardon me. Drives the baseline. Kicks the ball into the corner. Left-hand side to Bentilla. Bentilla back out left-hand side to Brandenburg. Top of the key to Mendoza for 3. It's off. No good. High rebound taken down by Jesse. In heavy traffic. Lets that traffic clear, then walks the ball down across the timeline at center court. 4:29 on the clock. We are tied at 6. Jesse out front, top of the key. Double high post for the Caveman. 3-point attempt by Jesse is just off. No good. Rebound controlled by Rosetta. Bounce pass down low. Trying to get it to Brunner. To Rosetta. Back to Brunner. Loose basketball finally to Brunner. Brunner gets the ball to Jesse in the corner. And the Caveman slow down and recontrol. 12 seconds on the shot clock. It's not running. Ball right hand side. Now it clicks down. It clicked down from 12 to 6 real quickly. Ball slapped out of bounds. Going to be Roseburg's basketball inbounds from the sideline, far end of the floor. Inbounds play goes to Mendoza. Mendoza, right-hand side, into the corner. Lobs it down low to Brandenburg. Brandenburg hard to the glass. Off, no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up, no good. Brunner clears this one. Outlet comes to McLean down the right-hand side. McLean into the forecourt, drops the ball back to DeShane, right in the center circle. DeShane calling the play, looks back at his coach. And the Cavemen reposition themselves. DeShane goes left-hand side on the wing quickly to McKittrick. McKittrick looks underneath. Ball comes out front top of the key to Bruner. Bruner looks down low for Rosetta. Can't get to him. Comes down the left-hand side. Flips the ball right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane into the paint now. Shovels left-hand side. Tried to get it down low to McLean. Through his hands and out of bounds. It's Roseburg's basketball. We're still tied at 6. 3:23 to play. Inbounds play in the backcourt. Comes quickly to Mendoza. Mendoza walks it down uncontested. Caveman showing a... looks like a man-to-man right now on the drive. Left-hand side, Mendoza in the paint. Lays one up. That's good. So Mendoza gets his first two, and the Cavemen trail for the first time, 8-6. McLean into the forecourt. Feeds it high post to Rosetta. Left-hand side. Shot is up from Bruner for three. It's off. No good. Rebound controlled by the Indians. Vredenburg. Pardon me. Check that. Ventilla. Ventilla hands it off to Vredenburg. He drives. Has a lane. Shot is up and good. And Vredenburg gets his sixth point in the basketball game. Caveman down by 4, 10-6 in the backcourt. Ball comes into McLean to DeShane. DeShane into the forecourt quickly. Looks left and right between the circles now. Rosetta working the high post. Bruner, pardon me, McKittrick working down low. Bruner on the wing. McKittrick kicks out to the wing now to take the pass. Then comes inside to Rosetta, and Rosetta fouled from behind. The big Grants Pass ball inbounds. The foul called, I think, on Ventilla. It is Ventilla. So Ventilla will pick up his first team foul on the Indians. The Cavemen have two. Rosetta comes up. We've got DeShane, Bruner, Morgan, McLean, and McKittrick on the floor for Grants Pass. Ball comes out front quickly to Morgan, top of the key. Right-hand side to Bruner. Left-hand side to McLean. Drives the paint, then down low to Morgan. Morgan spins, goes hard to the glass, and Morgan gets his second field goal. He's got four tonight. It's 10-8. Grants Pass down by two. Vredenburg for the Indians in the paint. Spins, finds a way. Shot is up, off, no good. Board cleared by Morgan. Outlet comes quickly to McKittrick. He lets the traffic clear, slows it down, gives it right back to McLean, to DeShane. DeShane still in the backcourt. Walks across the timeline, right front court. Slides down the right-hand sideline. Little head fake, gets a pick from Morgan, drives the paint, kicks it into the corner. Left-hand side to McKittrick for three, just rolls off, no good. Rebound, and in the rebounding action, I think Morgan was fouled by number 33. Let's see if that's the call. That is the call. 33 is Caden Luther. That'll be his first and the second team foul on the Roseburg Indians. DeShane going to bring the ball inbounds from the end line as the Cavemen set up that picket fence across the baseline. Ball out front quickly, though, to Bruner. Breaking out of that. Right-hand side on the wing, then to DeShane. Down low corner, right-hand side to Morgan. Morgan back out front to DeShane. DeShane looks at the coach, then resets the team. McLean posts himself high, and DeShane drives to right-hand side on the wing. Gives the ball high post to McLean. McLean spins, shoots from the free throw line, hits the back of the yard, off, no good. Rebound put back up and in by Bruner. And Bruner gets his first two, and we are tied at 10. 1:19 to play. Into the forecourt quickly comes Vredenburg. Vredenburg left-hand side quickly to Ventilla. Down low to Mendoza. Mendoza spins one way, comes back, draws a triple team. Off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Bruner. Bruner through traffic, brings the ball down himself, goes all the way. Backhanded layup is up and good for Bruner. And Bruner has four, and they came and lead it by two. Final minute to play on the clock right now in the first period. Ventilla for three at the other end. No good. Long rebound taken down by DeShane. First two on the race. Then drives the length to the floor. Goes to the baseline. Double team there. Flips the ball out front to Morgan. Right hand side to McLean. And the Cavemen reset with 40 seconds on the clock, and it's running. 23 on the shot clock. Shot clock is strange here. I'm not finally got it going again. Ball looped down low to Bruner. Bruner hard to the glass. Puts one up and in. And Bruner now has his sixth point in the basketball game. Caveman by four with 24 seconds left. Into the forecourt. Shot clock is off as Mendoza crosses the timeline right front court for the Roseburg Indians. They'll look for three to try to close out this first period and get back within one. 9 seconds on the clock. Time to make something happen. Mendoza steps in right-hand side quickly. Elevating shot is good for two by number 11, Vincent Ash on the floor. Long throw by the Cavemen at the buzzer, but the Cavemen end the first period on top by 2, 14-12. We'll be back with more of the second period right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Tonight's second quarter brought to you by Diamond Home Improvement on the north end of town at the top of 7th Street. Diamond Home Improvement. Tip our hats there. Diamond, we thank you for your support. And in turn, we'll support you. Inbounds play to start the second period coming from the Roseburg Indians. Number 11, Ventilla, over to make the inbounds play at the half court. Mark and flipping into the backcourt is Lopez, but the ball comes into the forecourt, though, to Mendoza back out front to Lopez. Double high post for the Indians now. Ball right-hand side quickly to number 33. Again, that's Luther. Stolen away by Bruner. Bruner back on the way. Oh, hard to the glass. Too hard. Rebound. Rosetta, and Rosetta is mugged here. Triple-teamed. He'll go to the free. I don't know if he'll go to the free throw lane or not. I expect two shots. And the foul is called on number 20. That's McCurdy. So McCurdy will pick up his first here in the second period, and the inbounds play from the inline for the Grants Pass Caveman coming from McLean from the inline as the Caveman put a box around the key right now, left-hand side. The ball comes inbounds to Jesse up front to Deshane, right-hand side to McLean for three, just off on the three-point shot. Rebound controlled by Ash, clicks the ball right back to Mendoza, and Mendoza into the forecourt quickly for the Indians to the top of the key. Splits the Grants Pass defenders, and it rolls out of bounds, and it's Caveman basketball inbounds from the inline. I think Rosetta thought it might have come up with him, but he played very innocent. Inbounds played to Shane in the backcourt. Over to Jesse. Back to Deshane. Back to Jesse. Sees that trap forming right at the timeline. They throw it right-hand side to McLean. High post quickly to Rosetta. Rosetta bullet test down low to Bruner, cutting to the basket. But Bruner was being fronted by Mendoza. Slapped away. It's caveman ball inbounds from the end line again. Once again, that picket fence goes along the baseline here as McLean steps out of bounds to make the play. Jesse jumps way out front. Deshane cuts to the left-hand side, and into the corner comes Rosetta. He gets the inbound shot, bustles one up at glass, off, no good. Long rebound out front to McLean. McLean drives. He has room. He goes hard to the glass, no good. Heavy contact underneath. Long rebound out to the timeline is saved by Deshane, and the caveman come right back. Gets inside. Back out on the side to Jesse for three. Left-hand side hits the back of the iron. No good. Boy, caveman can't hit from range tonight so far here, at least at this point in the game. Mendoza corrals the rebound for the Indians and brings the ball back down the right-hand side. 6:51 to play. Ball right-hand side in the corner goes to Brindenburg. Check deck on the drive. Yes, it is Brindenburg. Bounce pass down low. Shot is up and off. No good. Rebound slapped out of bounds off of Bruner. It's going to be Roseburg ball inbounds from the inline. 6:40 on the clock. Grants Pass up by 2, 14-12. We're into the second period here on KAJO, Grants Pass, Oregon. Inbounds play coming from Vindenberg. And Vindenberg goes right-hand side to shot is up and good for three. That's the first three of the night, and it comes from Lopez. His first score of the night, and it's a one-point lead for the Roseburg Indians, 15-14. McLean into the forecourt now against a spread zone defense. Ball left-hand side to Jesse. Out front, top of the key to McLean. And McLean answers with his own three. So the Cavemen take a two-point lead right now, 17-15. Vrindenburg brings the basketball down. Left front court. Goes right-hand side quickly to Ash on the wing, then to Lopez. Lopez launches another three. This one's off, no good. Rebound into the hands of McLean. And McLean slides down, slows it down, still in the backcourt. Calls a play as he brings the ball down across the timeline right at center court. Met there by Ventilla back out front. Now ball comes to Jesse. Jesse right-hand side to Morgan. Bounce pass down low to Bruner. Bruner tries to muscle one inside. Spins back to the right-hand side. Spins that ball. Rolled around the rim twice before jumped up. Rebound, Indians get the ball into the hands of Brendan Bergen. He's down on the right-hand side on the wing looking for help, moving with the basketball. DeShane comes after him, forces him back to the right-hand side on the wing, surrounded there. Ball out front quickly to McCurdy. McCurdy back to Brendenburg. Brendenburg spins, tries to get by DeShane. DeShane, as quick as he is, picks the ball back out front again to McCurdy. And timeout taken by the Roseburg Indians. A look at the scoreboard. The Cavemen lead by two at 5:17 to play in the second. It's 17-15. We'll be back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Welcome back. The Cavemen, head coach Jesse said rebound's going to be one of their keys tonight, and they have just a slight rebounding edge for this game tonight so far, and a two-point lead right now. Inbounds play going to come from the Roseburg Indians just in, at the A Street side of the scorer's table. Almost in front of the Caveman bench, coming from Brendenburg. Roseburg coach is having a word with one of the officials, and I'm not sure what they're pointing at, but at any rate, pointing at the student side there. Inbounds play coming from Brendenburg now. Brendenburg looks down low, gives the ball out front quickly to Lopez. Lopez with the basketball, and the orange shoes. Goes right-hand side quickly to Bentilla on the wing. Right-hand side to Ash. Ash back out front to Bentilla. Bentilla, high post ball deflected and into the hands of McLean. Long pass stolen away. It was intended for Jesse, a little short, and picked up by Lopez. Lopez has it slapped away from behind right into the hands of that's John Borman. Borman, left-hand side into the corner for McKittrick, and it's good for three. So McKittrick comes off the bench and finds 3 points for the Cavemen. The Cavemen lead by 5, 20-15. Ball right-hand side in the corner. Indians 1-3, can't find it. Ball out front quickly to Ash. Left-hand side to Bentilla. Bentilla wing left-hand side, back out front to Lopez. And high post into Brendenburg, drives, kicks the ball in the corner, left-hand side, McCurdy for three. This one's off the edge, no good. Rebound controlled by McKittrick, flips the ball right back to McLean, and McLean slows it down in the backcourt. Gets some encouragement from head coach Jesse. Comes across the timeline and calls John Borman out front. Borman drives left-hand side, gives the ball up quickly to McKittrick. Out front then to McLean. Morgan working the high post. They feed it to him. Back to McLean. Top of the key. No shot. Coming right-hand side to Jesse. Back to Morgan. Back to Jesse. Top of the key. Jesse wants to drive. Gets in the paint. Lost his footing. Tried to get it to Morgan, but it was taken away by Bentilla. Back on the red drive. It's 2-on-1 break. Dips it left-hand side. The shot is up and good by Brendenburg. So Brendenburg gets his 8 point in the basketball game. It's 20-17. Trap defense in the backcourt. Ball flipped cross-court by McLean over to Jesse. Back to McLean into the forecourt, left-hand side. Then high post to Morgan. Morgan gives the ball in the corner, then to Borman. Borman double-teamed, looking for help, and is called for the travel. He was double-teamed, and he jumped, came back down with the basketball. He comes back out, and Bruner takes his place. Jesse getting a little breather. As Rosetta returns the lineup, the Cavemen have McKittrick, Rosetta, McLean, DeShane, and Bruner on the field. 3-point lead for Grants Pass, 20-17. Here comes the Indians. Left-hand side to Bentilla for three from the corner. It's good. So Bentilla finds three. He's got five in the basketball game. Long pass down to McLean. McLean to Rosetta. Left-hand side then to DeShane. DeShane out front, double-team. Kicks the ball left-hand side to McLean. McLean spins back to DeShane. Left-hand side, three-point attempt on the way. It's good for DeShane. So DeShane finds a three of his own. And it's 23-20. Grants Pass with a three-point lead. Down the right-hand side, Mendoza gets into the paint. Little backhanded layup off. No good, I believe. Bruner picked up a foul on the way. Let's see. That's the call. So Bruner will pick up his first team foul of the period for the Grants Pass Cavemen. At the free throw line is Micah Mendoza. Was 2 for 2 in his home floor. Shot is up and good. That's his third point tonight. And makes it a two-point game, 23-21. One more shot coming for Mendoza. Shot is up and good. So Mendoza 2 for 2. The Indian double team in the backcourt. Quickly into Bruner, up to Rosetta. Right-hand side to Morgan. Hard to the glass. It's up and down. Check that. That's McKittrick. And McKittrick has 5 tonight. On the right-hand side, Mendoza. A little head fake. Gets into the paint. Rosetta goes up with a shot. It was Bruner went up with him. Deflected the shot. Rosetta brings down the board, gets it out to DeShane. DeShane back on the attack now, and the alley-oop comes down low to Bruner. Bruner spins, kisses it off glass, and it's good for Bruner. And Bruner has 8 points tonight. 27-22, Grants Pass by 5 right now. Vredenburg out front, drives, goes right-hand side into the corner. Ventilla almost lost the basketball, tries to drive by McLean, can't get by his defense, spins, and going to throw an elbow then. I think they're going to call him for an offensive foul. No, it's going against McLean. Which way? Going against McLean? Really? That's the call. That's a first on McLean. Second team foul on the Cavemen here in the second period. Checking in for Roseburg is number 33, Luther. Big guy. I don't have the height on him, but... Inbounds play for the Indians coming from the end line. Again, they'll put that picket line across the baseline. Out to Mendoza, right-hand side for 3 from the wing. It's up and good, and a whistle stops the action. I believe it was good. They haven't put it up on the scoreboard. The shot went through. Whether it counts or not, the officials are still deciding. The basket was good, and the foul called on Vredenburg, so it's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the inline, far end of the floor. Inbounds play in the backcourt from McLean to DeShane, back to McLean, back to DeShane. Back left-hand side to McLean. Slides down the sideline. Back out front to DeShane. In high post, quickly to Rosetta. He attacks the basket. Puts one up too high off glass. Bounced out of bounds. Still going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds. Probably coming out off of Mendoza. So McLean goes over to make the inbounds play again. McKittrick goes to the left corner. DeShane in the right corner. And the two low posts are Rosetta and Bruner. Ball comes out front to Rosetta. Hands the ball off quickly to McLean, top of the key. Looks down low for a cutter. Comes back left-hand side to McKittrick. Back out between the circles to DeShane. Right-hand side. Bounce pass down low to Bruner. Bruner spins, faces the basket. Attacks along the baseline. Flips the ball out to Rosetta. Into the corner to McKittrick. Rims and out. No good. And the rebound tipped out of bounds. I think it's going to be Grants Pass. Now there's some confusion. It is going to. They're going to give it to Grants Pass. Okay. Morgan checks in. McKittrick sits down. DeShane sits down, and Jesse is back in. So the Cavemen have Morgan, Jesse, Rosetta, and Bruner, along with McLean on the floor. Ball comes out front to McLean, to Bruner, back to McLean. McLean to the wing, has a hook along the baseline, puts one up too hard, bounces off, chases down the rebound into the corner. Ball saved out front, but picked off by Vredenburg. Ball right-hand side in the hands of number 4. A shot is up and good by McCurdy. So McCurdy gets his first 2, and it's tied at 27. 1:11 to play. First half action here on KAJO Grants Pass. McLean in the backcourt to Jesse. Back over to McLean. Now in the forecourt, back right-hand side, and the ball looped away and stolen away by Mendoza, who stuffs one home. So Mendoza, with his third field goal, has 9 points in the basketball game. And it's 29-27. Grants Pass down by 2. 55 seconds left. We'll be back right after this 1-minute Caveman timeout.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Welcome back. 29-27. Grants Pass down by two. 55 seconds left here in the first half. And the Caven going to send out Jesse Morgan, Bruner, McLean, and Rosetta. Jesse will make the inbounds play. Looks like a 1-2-2 zone, kind of spread out into the backcourt. Inbounds play almost uncontested to McLean. Back to Jesse. Back to McLean. Back to Jesse. Back to McLean. McLean across the timeline, left front court. Looking out front. Ball comes right-hand side to Rosetta. Back out to McLean on the wing. Out front to Jesse. Alley-oop down low to Morgan. Morgan hard at the glass. And we're tied again. So Morgan gets his 6 point. We're tied at 29, 33 seconds, and the clock is running. Out front, the ball in the hands of Mendoza. Flips the ball right-hand side to Brindenburg on the corner. Quickly to Lopez. Lopez back out to Brindenburg. Right front court. 22 seconds on the clock. Shot clock is off. Caven showing a tight 2-1-2 zone. Ball right-hand side from over to Lopez. Back to Brindenburg. To Lopez, right-hand side. Back to Brindenburg out front. 9 seconds on the clock. Time to make something happen. They've got a high post set up. Top of the key shot. 4-3. Off, no good. Rebound goes into the corner, left-hand side. And it's good for two from Mendoza. Mendoza at the buzzer makes it, well, showing a tie game on the scoreboard. We're tied at 29. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks right after this two-minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Air Man. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
All right, let's update you. We're late putting up that last bucket. It is 31-29 here. 2-point favor of the Roseburg Indians. Let's run down the scoring for you that we have here as, let's see. First of all, Grants Pass led at the end of the first period by 2, 14-12, or outscored in the second period 19-15 to make it 31-29. Grants Pass scoring came on 13 field goals, 3 3-pointers. Didn't get to the free throw line at all. 4 fouls whistled against Grants Pass. Also 4 fouls whistled against the Roseburg Indians. Roseburg has 12 field goals, 3 3-pointers. And once again, their lead comes at the free throw line where they are 4 of 4. In terms of the team numbers, the Cavemen have been rebounding pretty well and lead that category 17-11. In terms of floor percentage, Grants Pass 13 of 28 from the floor. That's 46%. 12 of 27 from the floor for the Roseburg Indians. That's 44%. Foul shooting, well, we ran that down for you. In terms of turnovers, Grants Pass has 7 turnovers compared to 5 turnovers for the Roseburg Indians. So the statistics are as close as the score right now. It's 31-29. We'll run down the individual numbers when we come back right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Attention DIY champions, right now is a great time to launch your home improvement projects, and Diamond Home Improvement is by your side. Prep your yard for spring, spruce up your indoor spaces with new flooring, or start the bathroom transformation you'll never regret. Diamond Home Improvement's quality supplies and expert advice will make your goals a reality. Have some projects that can't be put off? Visit us in-store or online to find out more about a professional installation. Your vision is right at Diamond.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back, everyone. Glad to have you with us here. Individual numbers, first of all, for the Roseburg Indians. In a starting role, Andrew McCurdy picked up 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Caden Luther came off the bench, picked up a single foul for the Roseburg Indians. Owen Bentia, 2 field goals, a 2 and a 3. He's got 5 points and a single foul. Coming off the bench, Vincent Ash, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Julian Lopez, 1 3-point field goal for the Indians, 3 points and no fouls. Asher Vredenburg, 3 field goals, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 8 points and a single foul. And for the, Micah Mendoza, he has 4 field goals, 1 3-pointer, 2 for 2 from the free throw line, 11 points for Mendoza in the first half. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, where Bushmeyer got the start tonight, picked up an early field goal before he sat down. Grady McKittrick came off the bench for 5 points, a 2 and a 3, and no fouls. Zach DeShane has 1 3-point field goal and no fouls. Jesse Jaden, 1 2-point field goal and a single foul. Jordan Rosetta hasn't scored, been whistled for a foul. Peyton Bruner, the leading scorer for Grants Pass, with 4 field goals, 8 points, and a single foul. Gavin McLean, 1 3-point field goal and a single foul. And Luke Morgan has three field goals, 6 points, and a single foul. We'll be back with more right after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register, sponsor, or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
Welcome back, everyone. Halftime analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic. And let's talk about that right now. They specialize in neurological stress, trauma, including concussion, motor vehicle accidents. They identify the cause of the symptoms and then treat them naturally with chiropractic and functional medicine. They're on the Williams Highway. Well, the Grants Pass Cavemen came out and wanted to do 2 things. 1, defense, and 2, rebounding. Everything else should take care of itself. At that, well, the Cavemen have out-rebounded the Roseburg Indians significantly. The defense has had a hole or two in it, mostly from three-point range and at the free throw line. Each team has three threes, but once again, the margin of the lead for the Roseburg, once again, coming from the free throw line, where they've hit all four of their opportunities. Scratch pass has yet to get to the free throw line. Is that a sign of offensive aggressiveness? No, I don't think so, but the Cavemen may have been just a little off balance in the first half with some of their offensive moves, and they're playing just a little bit different tonight with a little bit different rotation because of some minor flu bug floating around between Luke Morgan and Mr. Bruner. So that's the situation there. So 31-29, the score here. We'll be back with more right after this from the Neuro Clinic.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Welcome back, everyone. Both teams back out on the floor. The Indians were first back out. The Cavemen just now strolling onto the floor. In terms of what to do in the second half for the Grants Pass, Cavemen look for, at least offensively, Jordan Rosetta to try to get more involved. A great passer, has a good shot inside, but he's certainly being contested any time he touches the ball. So this freshman's reputation has reached the Roseburg Indians, no question about that. So look for the Cavemen, try to find a way to get the ball into Rosetta with a shot with a look inside of 10 feet of the basket. He's got a great shot there, nice touch, and he's a thinking player. So we'll see if they can't make that happen. Morgan is certainly attacking the basket when he has the opportunity, but quite frankly, he looks a little flat, like the flu bug has taken a little steam out of his boiler tonight. So we'll have to see if Rosetta can pick it up. Bruner has really kind of come on and added 8 points for Grants Pass in the first half. So if we can add some points for Mr. Rosetta, keep Bruner on track, and get another six from Morgan, the Cavemen should be in good shape as long as that defense holds. It's 31-29 at the half. Grants Pass down by two to the Roseburg Indians. So we'll be back with more. First-time analysis brought to you by the Neuro Clinic on the Williams Highway. Second half coming after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money. Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Cavemen out on the floor. They send out Jaden Jesse, Peyton Bruner, Gavin McLean, Luke Morgan, and Jordan Rosetta to get the start. Same starters for the Roseburg Indians. It's going to be Grants Pass ball inbounds from the sidelines to get things started. Third quarter brought to you by our good friends at Evergreen Federal Bank. Inbounds play comes from Jesse into the backcourt to Bruner. Back to Jesse. Jesse out front against what appears to be a 2-1-2 zone right now, a 2-3 zone. Jesse drives left-hand side in the corner, looking for Rosetta down low. Tries to get the ball to him. It's deflected out of bounds. Going to be Crash Bass ball. Once again, inbounds from the inline, our end of the floor. And the Cavemen looks like they're just going to put a box around the key this time, where Jesse steps out to the top of the key, and it's actually a triangle around the key with Rosetta at the free throw line. Jesse out front, and the ball coming down low to Morgan. They got him free, and he puts it up and in, and we are tied at 31. 8 points for Morgan right now in the backcourt. Brendan Berg with a basketball for the Indians into the forecourt. Bounce pass left-hand side to Bentia. Gives the ball to Loa Mendoza. Mendoza elevates for three. This one's off the back of the iron. No good. Ball tipped by Jesse into McLean's hands. Lead pass out to Bruner, right hand side. Kicks the ball back out front to McLean. McLean with the basketball. Little head fake. Sees the seam. Goes down. As stripped of the basketball by Brandenburg. Lead pass out right hand side to Lopez. Lopez shot off. No good. Long rebound. Out to the side to Rosetta. Right back to Bruner. Bruner, long pass up left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse attacks on the inside, spins, puts one up off glass, won't go. Rebound taken down by Rosetta and put back up and in. And Rosetta finds two, and the Caveman back on top by two. 33-31. Lopez out front for the Roseburg Indians now. Content to stall for a moment. Gets the team set up. Hands the ball left-hand side to Brandenburg for three. Rattles it in and out, won't go. Rebound taken down by Rosetta. Outlet to Jesse, and Jesse walks down with the Caveman leading by two and with the possession of the basketball. Walks into the forecourt right now. Double high post for the Caveman. That's Rosetta and Morgan. Ball comes left-hand side on the end of the free throw line to Rosetta. Back right-hand side to Bruner on the wing. Bruner drives, penetrates, backhanded layup is up and good. And Bruner right now with 10 points in the basketball game. Caveman by four, 35-31. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Brandenburg all the way. Finds a seam, goes up with a shot off, no good. And a whistle called. If they call it on McLean, I'm surprised. I thought he was didn't get close to him, but the official says three. So he'll pick up his second foul of the basketball game. First this half on anybody. At the free throw line, number five is Asher Brandenburg. Once again, you don't want to put him on the free throw line. He was, what, 10 of 12 up there? As two for two so far tonight. Shot is up and off. No good. Well, he's not perfect. Has 8 points in the basketball game so far. DeShane checks back in, and Morgan getting a little breather. One more shot coming for Brandenburg. Shot is up, and this one's off, too. Rebound to Jesse for Grant's pass. Gives the ball up to DeShane. DeShane stutter steps in the backcourt into the forecourt now against some pressure. Out between the circles. Shovels left-hand side to McLean. In the paint quickly to Rosetta. Right-hand side to Jesse. Lays one up and in. Jesse found a little lane, and Jesse drives. He's got four in the basketball game, and the Caveman up by six, 37-31. Brandenburg driving into the basket. Has it taken away by DeShane out of bounds. It's still Roseburg's basketball inbounds to the end line. Their end of the floor. 5:45 to play. You're listening to Caveman Caveman Football. Caveman Basketball here on KAJO Grants Pass. From the inline, Brandenburg trying to get the ball inbounds. Goes right-hand side. Shot is up from the wing. Off. No good. Rebound taken out left-hand side. A loose basketball rolls free and picked up out front by McCurdy. He drives, kicks the ball left-hand side, and going right over McLean was McCurdy. I mean, he may have Adidas stamped on his forehead now. That's the call. So McCurdy will pick up his second, and that's the first team foul on the Roseburg Indians this half. McLean is all right. I'm sure that shoe imprint will come out. DeShane walks it down. Crosses the timeline right at center court. Uncontested tight zone by the Roseburg Indians now. DeShane drives left-hand side. Almost tripped up, but gets the ball left-hand side to McLean. Back out front to DeShane. Right-hand side then to Jesse. Lobs it left-hand side in the corner to McLean. McLean out front to DeShane. Right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse with the basketball. Wants to stutter step. Gets inside. Has a little lane. And shot is up. Off no good. I think it was fouled as somebody went by. I think he'll go to the free throw line. Foul called Mendoza. That'll be his first of the night. And it's a free throw line, number 44, Jaden Jesse, 55% free throw shooter on the season. Shot is up, hits the back of the iron, off, no good. Morgan comes back in, and Rosetta getting a little breather. 37-31 for Grants Pass, leading by six right now. Jesse's shot is up, and nothing but net this time. He's got 5 points in the basketball game, all in this period, incidentally. On the drive, here comes Vandenberg for the Indians. Gives the ball up to Mendoza. Mendoza spins, comes down the lane. Shot is up, off, no good. High for the rebound is Bruner. Outlet comes to McLean. Back to Bruner. Into the forecourt, right-hand side. On the drive, wants to take it all the way. Goes to the baseline, shovels inside to Morgan. Morgan goes up with a shot that's stripped and picked up quickly by Bentilla. Bentilla into the paint, and I think they're going to call. I don't know which way this is going to go. We'll let the official call this one. Yeah, it's going to get Grant's pass. So McLean couldn't establish the possession long enough or the position long enough at the free throw line right now. Number 12, Owen Bentilla, was 3 of 4 in Roseburg in January. Shot is up. Good. That's his 6th point. He has a 1, a 2, and a 3. McKittrick comes in, and McLean sits down. That's 3 fouls on McLean. One more shot coming for Bentilla. It's up and good. Inbound play in the backcourt comes to DeShane, and it's 38-33. Came in by 5. In the backcourt, DeShane throws over the timeline, right-hand side to Jesse. Back out front to DeShane, and DeShane throws it into the corridor. So a little too much juice on that pass. So the Indians get the ball right back, and it comes to Vandenberg. Crosses the timeline now on the attack for the Indians. Goes right-hand side quickly to Mendoza. Mendoza drops the ball back to Bentilla for 3 on the way. Missed everything right into the hands of Morgan. Morgan says thank you. Hands the ball back to DeShane, and DeShane saunters back down court. Leading by 5 right now, 38-33 in the third period. DeShane gets a pick from Bruner, moves off to the left-hand side. Working against Mendoza. Bounce pass down low to Bruner. Back to DeShane in the paint. Right-hand side in the corner to McKittrick for 3. It's good! And McKittrick hits his 2nd 3 of the night. He's got 8 points in the basketball game. 41-33. Grants Pass stretching it out here in the third period. Mendoza on the drive. Kicks it right-hand side to Bentilla. He'll launch a 3, and this one is good. So Bentilla gets his 2nd 3 of the night. He's got 10 points in the basketball game, and it's 41-36. DeShane, right-hand side with the basketball, right front court. Moving with the basketball, 22 seconds on the shot clock, waiting for something to happen. Double high post set up by the caveman. Comes left-hand side. Pass stolen away by Vandenberg. Great anticipation. Lays one up, uncontested on the transition, and Vandenberg gets his 4th field goal. He's got 10 in the basketball game, and it's close again, 41-38. Grants pass with a lead. McKittrick with the basketball, back left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane slides to the right front court. Bruner comes out front to help him. Gives the ball on the wing, right-hand side to Jesse. Jesse looks inside, pops it out front to Bruner, left-hand side to McKittrick. Heads to the baseline, flips the ball out front to Jesse. Jesse spins, goes down low, then to Morgan down low, and Morgan is clobbered by McCurdy. McCurdy will pick up his 3rd of the basketball game. 2:55, and I think Luke will go to the free throw line. So Morgan goes to the free throw line. With 8 points so far in the basketball game, Cayman going to need them all tonight, quite frankly. Shot is up and hits the front of the iron. Off, no good. Little weak. Luke is down on his energy a little bit. One more shot coming up from the big guy. Spins the ball in his hand, looks. Deep knee bend, shot is up this time. Again, hits the front of the iron. Rebound taken down by number 4. Ball thrown into the backcourt, and they're just going to let it roll foul. Otherwise, it would have been a backcourt violation. What? The official just said it's Roseburg basketball. Evidently, they said it came off of one of the cavemen's feet. Morgan comes to the sideline. He's replaced. We've got McKittrick, Bruner, Rosetta, DeShane, and Jesse on the floor. On the drive, right-hand side, Vandenberg out front with the basketball, working face-to-face with DeShane. Trying to get by the little kid. Drives by the right-hand side, gets in the paint, looks for help, kicks it back out to Mendoza for 3. It's off, no good. Rebound controlled by Mendoza. Outlet quickly to Jesse. Jesse slides down the right-hand side, slows it down just prior to crossing the timeline. Into the forecourt now, between the circles, moves with the basketball off to the left-hand side. Spins and waits for somebody to get set up down low. On the high post, the ball comes to Bruner. Bruner right-hand side to Rosetta. Rosetta in the paint. Little hook shot is up and good for Rosetta. Rosetta gets his 2nd field goal. He's got 4 now. It's 43-38. Grants Pass with a lead. Roseburg with a basketball in the center of the circle. Ball comes right hand side to Mendoza. Mendoza head fakes, tries to get down low. Stripped to the basketball by McKittrick. Ball comes over to Jess Deshane. Deshane heads down the floor, crosses the timeline, right front court, picked up there by Bentilla. Ball goes right hand side quickly to Jesse. Jesse pops out front to give the ball up to Rosetta, and again, Mendoza goes and stuffs it home again. Mendoza, right in the Grants Pass, passing Zay Lanes all night long. They telescope that pass, he's going to be there. It's 43-40, Grants Pass by three. Deshane, right front court with the basketball. High post, the ball comes to Bruner. Bruner comes down the paint, goes up with the shot. He is fouled, though, by, I believe, it's number four, so it'll be Lopez. So Lopez will pick up his first of the night. That's the fourth team foul on the Roseburg Indians with a minute 19 to play. Going to the free throw line is Peyton Bruner with 10 points so far in the basketball game. Shot is up and good. That's his 11th point. Roseburg's big guy Luther checks in, and sitting down is Lopez, who's one of the little guys. Little guys, you know, most of them are at least 6 feet. One more shot coming for Bruner. It's up, hits the front of the iron, and falls through. Two for two. He's got 12 points in the basketball game to lead all Grants Pass scorers right now. Brandenburg into the forecourt quickly. Drives the left-hand side. Looks in the corner, left-hand side, gets the ball to Bentilla. Bentilla looks down low, can't find anybody. Finds a low post. That's Brandenburg. Gets it to the paint, kicks it out to Mendoza, top of the key. Mendoza wants to drive by Bruner, can't do it. Shovels into the corner, shot is up for three from there. Rims it out, no good. High for the rebound is Deshane. Smallest man on the court, and he was fairly high for it. Final minute of the play on the third period on the scoreboard right now. 50 seconds, Deshane into the forecourt, left-hand side. Bounce pass high post to Rosetta. Back out to Deshane, left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse wing left-hand side. And they tried to get the ball in high post. Loose pass, the ball being scrambled for. They tried to get the ball to Bruner. Brandenburg anticipated it. There was a scramble for it, rolled out of bounds. It's going to be Roseburg's ball inbounds from the sidelines right in front of the scorer's table. And, well, now it's going to be Grants Pass basketball. Now it's going to be Roseburg basketball. Okay. And the inbounds play comes from Ash, left-hand side to Brandenburg. Brandenburg, left front court. Deshane comes after him. Grants passing a man-to-man right now. Ball in high post to Mendoza. Left-hand side quickly to Bentilla. Little head fake, drives the baseline. Lays one up, that is off, no good. Rebound comes out of bounds. Still going to be Roseburg basketball. And Jaden Jesse says, I was just mugged here. If you could pay attention, I would appreciate that. Brandenburg will make the inbounds play from the inline, and it will come way out front left hand. Stolen away by Rosetta. He's grabbed. I mean, the shirt came out, goes behind the back with the dribble, and still, and they're going to call it Roseburg basketball. Couldn't believe, I mean, the shirt was stretched out. 15 seconds here in the third period. Okay. And we had John Berman going to check in, and McKittrick comes out. So the Cavemen have Bruner, Jesse, Broerman, Rosetta, and Deshane on the floor. Inbounds play in the backcourt comes to Mendoza. Mendoza, Roseburg has the basketball, and they trail by five. Mendoza left-hand side, 7 seconds on the clock. Ball out front quickly to Bentilla. Bentilla elevates, shoots over some contested. Ball goes out of bounds, saved way out front at the buzzer. That's the way the third period will end, with the Caveman leading by five, 45-40. Back with the fourth period right after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local Do It Best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
45-40, the score right now. The Cavemen by 5 going into the final 8 minutes here of the regular basketball season. When play is resumed, it's going to be Roseburg ball inbounds from the sidelines at the half-court mark. Cavemen break out of their huddle, and they send out Rosetta, DeShane, Bruner, Jesse, and McLean. So the Cavemen deploy their defense right now. Bruner down low. Two men in the backcourt to slow things down. Inbounds play comes to McCurdy. Back left-hand side, Ash. Back out front to McCurdy. McCurdy back left-hand side to Ash. Ash drives to the corner. Looks down low for somebody to break free. Can't find anybody. Looks for help. Flips the ball way up front. There's a race for it. Jesse wins the race. Jesse out in front of everybody, and he stuffs it home. So Jesse picks up his seventh point in the basketball game. The Cavemen lead by 7. Ball right-hand side in the hands of Lopez now for the Indians. Between the circles, ball comes right-hand side to Mendoza. Mendoza slides down looking for room in the corner. Kicks the ball back out front to righty. Left-hand side then to Lopez. Lopez drives the baseline, draws a double team down low, flips the ball way out front. And McLean is hammered again, but the ball comes out to Jesse. Jesse down low to Bruner. Bruner drops the ball back to DeShane for 3. Just off, no good. Long rebound to Jesse at the free throw line. Left-hand side to DeShane. DeShane puts the ball on the floor, and the Cavemen reset. They get a fresh 35 seconds. Bruner down low. Muscles went up and draws a foul. So Bruner will go back to the free throw line. And the foul called, I believe, McCurdy. McCurdy will pick up his 4th. First team foul this period on anybody. And I think McLean's coming to the sideline trying to get his nose straightened out after that last mugging. It's fine. If you're his mom, he's okay. Shot is up and for Bruner and off. No good. Bruner 2-for-3 from the free throw line tonight with 12 points in the basketball game. It's 47-40. Grants Pass leads. The Cavemen only have one man down on that end, and that's the free throw shooter. Everybody else is back defensively. Shot is up and good for Bruner. So Bruner 3-of-4 tonight from the free throw line. Mendoza brings the ball back down for Rosetta for the Indians. Goes in the corner, left-hand side, three-point attempt is off, no good. Rebound into the hands of Bruner, quickly to McLean. McLean drops it off to DeShane on his way down the floor, and DeShane walks it across the timeline with 6:44 to play, and the Cavemen up by 8. DeShane left-hand side, double high post for the Grants Pass Cavemen. They get it to Bruner at the post. He comes down, tries to loop it up, and oh, that's a technical foul. Bruner went up with a stuff, off balance, grabbed onto the bucket and held on to the rim. Tried to put the ball in again, so shucks. It's fun to watch. So Mendoza will go to the free throw line and hits the first one. Not a surprise. He's 3-for-3 from the free throw line. That's his 14th point. Makes it 48-41. Shot is up and good. Makes it 48-42, and the Roseburg Indians get possession of the basketball. And timeout taken by the Roseburg Indians. 48-42, a 6-point lead for the Cavemen. 6:34 to play in the season. We'll be back right after this 30-second Cavemen timeout.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back. 48-42 the score. And oh, I owe some extra love to Evergreen Federal. They've been serving Southern Oregon for over 87 years. They're community-minded. They invest in projects that benefit schools and other local nonprofits. Choose a bank that's different. Choose Evergreen Federal Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. They brought you the third quarter. We're in the fourth quarter. I'm catching up, folks, here. So we want to tip our hats to Abby's Pizza, home of great pizza. Give them a call right now at 541-476-2133. Say, bring a pizza to me, and they'll do that. It's good stuff. And it doesn't matter if you go to the Beacon Drive one or the one on the Williams Highway. The quality is that consistent everywhere you go with Abby's Pizza here, longtime Caveman Sports sponsor. All right, when play is resumed, it'll be Roseburg ball inbounds from the sidelines at the half-court mark after the technical foul. Ball comes out front quickly to Brendan Berg, left-hand side to Mendoza. Mendoza almost loses his footing, kicks the ball right-hand side to Lopez. Lopez launches a three, that's good. And Lopez gets his second three of the night. He's got 6 points, and it's 48-45. It's close again, folks. Three-point game here. Caveman with the basketball under the three-point cushion. DeShane out front between the circles. Moves left-hand side, gets the ball to Bruner. Bruner tries to drive to the baseline, can't get there. Comes back out front, goes right-hand side to DeShane. High post to Rosetta, back to DeShane, right-hand side. Stops at the free throw line. Wanted to go down low to Rosetta, but the ball was taken away inside by Brandenburg. He lets the traffic clear and heads back down the floor himself. DeShane keeping him honest. Drives to the right-hand side, kicks it in the corner. 4-3 to Mendoza, and that's good. We're tied. Mendoza's second three of the night. He has 18 points in the basketball game. We're tied at 48. Jesse in the backcourt. Comes across the timeline, right front court. Timeout taken by the Grants Pass Caveman. I'll look at the scoreboard once again. It's 48 all. We'll be back right after this 1 minute. Caveman timeout.
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza, and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Welcome back, everyone. 5:37 left to play in this basketball season for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Last regular season game. They're tied at 48 with the Roseburg Indians here. Jesse will make the inbounds play for Grants Pass from the sideline. Gets it out to DeShane in the backcourt. Tight 2-1-2 zone here for the Roseburg Indians. DeShane drives right-hand side, goes in the corner right-hand side. Bounce pass down low to Bruner. Out front to Jesse, left-hand side to McLean. McLean tries to attack the baseline, brings it back out to the wing. Flips the ball out front to Jesse, right-hand side to DeShane. DeShane looks down low in the corner. They got a double low post there. Ball to Bruner on the wing, back out front to DeShane. DeShane top of the key, high post then to Rosetta. Rosetta drives down, muscles went up. That rolls through for Jesse, or for Rosetta. Rosetta with six, and the Caveman back up with a two-point lead. Here comes Mendoza for the Roseburg Indians. Backs away from the Grants Pass man-to-man defense right now. It goes right-hand side to Brendenburg. Brendenburg slides down to the baseline right-hand side, flips the ball back out front to Mentilla. Mentilla slides the right-hand side, hands the ball back to Mendoza. Mendoza looks left and right, elevates, shoots the three. That is just off, no good. Rosetta with a rebound, gives the ball back to Jesse, to DeShane, and the Cavemen come down with the basketball at a two-point lead with 4:40 to play in the season. Into the forecourt comes DeShane. DeShane between the circles, right, or in the circle right now. Drives left-hand side, high post, the ball comes to Rosetta. Rosetta looks down low for a cutter, can't get to McLean, but does do Bruner on the right-hand side. Five-footer up, no good. Long rebound to McLean. McLean is clobbered by Mendoza. Mendoza will pick up that infraction. That's his second of the basketball game. And McLean will go to the free throw line. McLean, a 74% shooter, has 3 points in tonight's contest. Could use a little extra offense here. Gavin, he'll have two shots. Caveman need them both. Crowd quiet, and it's a big crowd. Shot is up in and out. Wouldn't go. Morgan checks in. Rosetta gets a little breather. One more shot coming for McLean. Three bounces, one more bounce. Looks up, shot is up. Hits the front of the iron, balances, and rolls off. No good. Rebound. Morgan puts it back up and in, and Morgan has 10 points tonight. 52-48. Grants pass by 4-14 to play. Ball left-hand side to Brandenburg. Gives the ball out front quickly to Luther. Luther with the basketball down low to Mendoza, who drives and lays one up. That's good. Mendoza now with 20 points in the basketball game. It's a two-point game, 52-50. Grants Pass with a two-point lead and the basketball in the hands of Zach Deshane. Into the forecourt, right front court. Drives right-hand side, goes on the wing then to McLean. McLean with the basketball, kicks it out front again to Deshane. Morgan's posted high, working the baseline is Jesse. Deshane out front, goes right-hand side on the wing to Jesse. Jesse, foul line extended right. Leaves the ball high post to Morgan, left-hand side to McLean. One of the three didn't pull the trigger. Drives, goes up with a shot that is off glass and good. And McLean finds two somewhere, 54-50. Grants pass by four. And on the drive, left-hand side, Mendoza goes up with a shot that's no good. Whistle blows. The official's going to talk about it here. A traveling call on Mendoza. Took too many steps getting there. And no. Cat calls coming up from the Roseburg side. Yeah, I understand. 3:21 on the clock. 54-50. Big game for both of these teams in terms of postseason play. Bigger for the Cavemen than the Indians. Inbounds play comes to Deshane in the backcourt from Jesse. Jesse walks along with him and takes the pass. Comes into the forecourt, sees a trap forming. Comes across and a timeout called, I believe, by Grants Pass. Timeout called, 54-50 the score, 3:14 to play. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
Okay, take a deep breath, folks. There's 3 minutes and 14 seconds left in this regular basketball season. Roseburg Indians trail the Grants Pass Cavemen here at Heater Newman Gym by 4, 54-50. Play is resumed. Cavemen will be bring the ball in at the half court mark. Jaden Jesse, Zach Deshane, Luke Morgan, Peyton Bruner, and Gavin McLean on the floor for Grants Pass. The official is still holding the basketball. Now he gives the ball up to Jesse, and Jesse lobs the ball left-hand side to McLean all alone. Flips it back to Deshane, who had been shadowing Vandenberg. Ball goes right-hand side on the wing to Jesse. Jesse takes a step in. Content to. Now he drives all the way. Floats one up from 3 feet. Won't go. Rebound being fought for and put back up by Rosetta. Pardon me, by Bruner. Slapped away out of bounds. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball inbounds from the end line. Lots of contact. But no fouls. So Deshane going to make the inbounds play for the Cavemen. They've got Jesse out at the top of the key right now. And Cavemen going to shuffle. And Deshane gets the ball to Morgan right-hand side on the corner. Hands it right back to him. Bounce pass down low to Morgan. Morgan working against Luther. Spins, goes up, five-footer, and is tied up. And a loose basketball out front then to Jesse. Jesse top of the key. Left-hand side to Bruner. Bruner head fakes, drives, gets in paint. Tried to go to Morgan, right-hand side, through his hands, but saved from going out of bounds by Jesse. Jesse drives all the way, lays one up off glass, won't go. Morgan rebounds, goes back with a shot. This time he's fouled. Morgan will go to the free throw line. Luke has 10 points, 0 for 2 from the charity stripe tonight. McCurdy draws the infraction. That's all for McCurdy. McCurdy will leave with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the contest. So Morgan goes to the charity stripe. So Lopez replaces McCurdy as he comes out. On the floor for Grants Pass, McLean, Deshane, Morgan, Jesse, and Bruner. Morgan focusing. Shot is up. and hits the front of the iron and off. No good. So I'm taking a deep breath after that one. Phew. Okay, one more shot. Trying to focus here. Caveman would like them all. Shot is up, and this one short again. Rebound comes out to Morgan, to McLean, and the Cavemen have the basketball and a four-point lead, 2:26 to play. Ball right-hand side to Deshane. Deshane with the basketball, right front court. Working against Lopez now. Bounce pass high post, then to Bruner. Bruner looks down low, can't get to Morgan, and flips the ball right back to Jesse. Jesse to the free throw line, then backs away again. Jesse drives, spins, gets to the paint, kicks the ball left-hand side to McLean on the corner for three, just off, no good. Long rebound to Brendenburg. Brendenburg through traffic, gets one on three. He's got him outnumbered, goes up with the shot that misses. Hit the bottom of the iron, picked up by McLean. McLean comes back on the run. Two-on-one break, lobs it over to Bruner. Bruner hits the floor and stays on the floor. And whistle stops the action. Do we get a foul? The foul is on McLean. That'll be his fourth. Bruner hit the floor hard and stayed there. I thought the whistle, quite frankly, was just to tend to Mr. Bruner. He's up and all right, walking away from it. And the holdup right now is to try to clean up the floor a little bit, make sure the footing is as good as possible. Minute 47 left to play. 54-50 the score. Grant's pass leading by four. Roseburg Indians will have the basketball inbounds to the end line, far into the floor. Luther, their big guy in the backcourt, has Brendenburg ready to receive the pass, and Deshane in the backcourt to keep him honest. Inbounds play comes, and Brendenburg slides down, crosses right at center court, stops, feeds it high post, right-hand side to Bentilla, left-hand side, then down low. Man, Brendenburg tries to go up with a shot, and we got a foul call on Grant's pass again. Rosetta draws the infraction. Each team has three. That's a first on Rosetta. Inbounds play from the end line coming for the Roseburg Indians. They're into the floor. Brendenburg tying his shoe, now has the basketball. Deshane comes over to keep him honest. Flips the ball right hand side to Lopez. Lopez kicks the ball left hand side on the wing to Bentilla. Bentilla out front to Mendoza. Mendoza right hand side, drives the right hand side. Gets the ball out to Brendenburg. Penetrates, lays one up. It's off, no good. Long rebound, finally into the hands of McLean. He's out in front of everybody, goes all the way, lays one up, that's good, and McLean finds another two for Grants Pass, and it's 56-50 with a minute 13 to play. Grants Pass by six. Timeout taken by the Roseburg Indians. 1:10 to play, Caveman by six. We'll be back with the climax after this 1 minute Caveman timeout.
Attention DIY champions, right now is a great time to launch your home improvement projects, and Diamond Home Improvement is by your side. Prep your yard for spring, spruce up your indoor spaces with new flooring, or start the bathroom transformation you'll never regret. Diamond Home Improvement's quality supplies and expert advice will make your goals a reality. Have some projects that can't be put off? Visit us in-store or online to find out more about a professional installation. Your vision is right at Diamond.
Welcome back, everyone. 56-50, minute 10 to play. When play is resumed, it'll be Roseburg Indians ball. Caveman can't breathe. Caveman fans can't breathe easy yet. Not even close with just a six-point lead. Mendoza can hit threes real quickly, and so can Bentilla. So, and that's who they've got on the floor. The Caveman send out Jesse, Rosetta, McLean, Bruner, and Deshane. Man-to-man pressure by the Caveman right now. Inbounds play. Stolen away by the Caveman. Ball in the hands of Jesse. Right-hand side to McLean. Blows one up and goes up with a shot that is blocked away by Brandenburg out of bounds. It's going to be Grants Pass basketball. I don't know how he got a hand on that. Boy, he got up for that. You may have heard him hit that basketball in Merlin. Inbounds play quickly. Comes to Rosetta. 1 minute on the clock exactly. Rosetta hands the ball right back to Deshane. Deshane down low to Bruner. Bruner squares at the basket. 10-footer away, and it's good for Bruner. And Bruner with 15 points in the basketball game. On the drive, Mendoza comes back. 8-point lead for Grants Pass. 45 seconds on the clock. Mendoza drives left-hand side. Elevates from 10 feet. Gets a two-pointer. That's one up and good. He's got 22 in the basketball game. Full court pressure now. Inbounds play to DeShane. Finally to Rosetta into the forecourt to DeShane, left-hand side. He is fouled by number four. That's Lopez. Lopez will pick up his second and just the fourth team foul on the Roseburg Indians. So, Caveman basketball inbounds just in front of the scorer's table. An eight-point lead with 29 seconds to play in the season. Jesse has the basketball and loops it into the backcourt to McLean. McLean avoids a tail. Left-hand side to Jesse. Jesse with the basketball up front. Right-hand side quickly to Bruner. Bruner back to Jesse. Down low to McLean, left-hand side. Back to DeShane, and DeShane is fouled pretty good. And DeShane didn't like it. Foul is on Bentilla. Bentilla draws the infraction. DeShane goes to the free throw line, a 61% free throw shooter. He'll have two shots. Has 3 points in the basketball game on a three-pointer in the second period. 17 seconds to play. Shot is up. Off, no good. One more shot for DeShane. Shot is up and good. 4 points tonight. And a whistle stops the action. And the Roseburg Indians call timeout with 17.6 seconds left to play. 59-52. And we'll be back after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Welcome back. Both teams headed back out on the floor and play is resumed. It's going to be Roseburg It'll be Roseburg basketball inbounds from the end line, far into the floor against the full court pressure of the Grants Pass Cavemen. Both Jesse and Bruner in the backcourt as the ball comes inbounds to Mendoza. Just want to slow him down a little bit. Use up some of that time. 14 seconds. Stutter step into the forecourt to the top of the key and a whistle stops the action on the right hand side. Foul called on Jesse. So Jesse will pick up his second of the basketball game. Fourth team foul on the Cavemen. So with 10 seconds left, there'll be no shots for the Roseburg Indians here. Brandenburg will make the inbounds play from the sidelines in between the Roseburg bench and the scorers table. Out front quickly to Lopez. Lopez left-hand side to Bentilla. Launches a three off glass. No good. Long rebound into the hands of Bruner. Over to DeShane. One. DeShane dribbles out. That's the end. The Cavemen win it and are probably going to the playoffs. 59-52. The Grants Pass Cavemen win it. We'll be back and recap it all for you folks after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
Get ready to savor the heat at Reese Charter School's first ever chili cook-off, February 24th. Calling all adult and student chefs, businesses, and community champions. Spice up and register a sponsor or be a judge, and let's turn up the flavor and make this a fiery success. Visit reach-school.org today and sign up to enter your chili, be a sponsor, or volunteer, because your support makes a difference. Call 541-299-0299 or visit reach-school.org today.
Are you looking to have your driveway redone? Is your parking lot filled with dangerous potholes and unseemly cracks? Since 1962, Robco has been your premier paving, excavating, and grading contractor in Southern Oregon. Whether you have a residential, commercial, or industrial paving project, Robco's experienced team is ready to go to work for you. Call them at 476-2132. That's 476-2132. Family owned and operated. Robco Incorporated, CCB number 67663.
After today's big game, it's time to celebrate with Abby's Legendary Pizza. For nearly 60 years, we've been the go-to place for families and teams celebrating all the big plays and great memories. And this season, you can celebrate with Abby's anywhere. Name the spot and we'll deliver legendary pizzas, chicken, salads, and everything you need to feed your team. Order now at Abby's.com and we'll see you after the game. Abby's, a legendary pizza tradition this and every season.
Choosing a company to drill your well is a major decision. You have a lot to consider. Experience, reputation, equipment, price, and most importantly, the finished project. Clouser Drilling stands behind their work and guarantees materials and workmanship. Quality and integrity has helped Clouser Drilling grow to be one of the largest drilling companies in the state. They provide the best overall value and make sure the job is done right. Competent and capable. That's Clouser Drilling. Call today for a free written estimate. 541-476-7795 for Clouser Drilling.
Welcome back, everyone. Coach Jesse has joined us. Congratulations, Coach. You finished the season, the regular season, the conference season at 7-5, solidly in third place, and I don't think you can be replaced from there. From what I've seen, the closest they can come would be South Eugene with a 7-5 record. So congratulations.
Well, we'd be tied for – we're in second right now, Chuck, with that win tonight, depending on what happens the rest of the league. So we'll be we'll be tied for second unless somebody upset South Med. So, and we didn't lose to Sheldon. The other teams at least lost to Sheldon once, so that would give us the tiebreakers by our SOPs because Sheldon will be the lowest ranked team. So as long as South Medford wins out and doesn't drop a game and
we don't see that happening.
And no, well, you never know. They only won by two the other night. And then we got to really watch South Eugene tonight and tomorrow night. So, you know, if South Eugene drops one game, that would put us in a solid second without a tie. So, anyways, so, yeah, as you can tell, our boys are dead, dog sick. The referees were asking us what was wrong, and I told them that Luke and Gavin and Jordan had the flu to the point to where they were hacking and coughing, and they said, "Well, if we're sick, we're blaming you." And I said, "Yep, I can't run away from that one."
Yeah, Luke obviously was not himself tonight. A weak shot. Anytime he was on the floor, you know he was giving it his all, but it just wasn't enough there. You could see that with the free throws.
Yeah, he just had nothing. He gave it his all. Love the kid. Jordan gave it all. Gavin gave it all. You know, Zach DeShane did a great job in getting us into our set. Peyton Bruner, game player of the game. Peyton Bruner just really stepped up for us tonight in all facets.
I had him for 15 anyway.
Yep. And Jaden gave us a huge fourth quarter at the beginning with a couple of steals. Changed the momentum in our favor. Just a lot of untimely plays tonight. I don't know how many turnovers we have, but I felt like we had 50. So
We had you for 13. In fact, we had each team for 13 turnovers.
Oh, well, if it was only 30, I just felt
wasn't quite 50.
I felt like our 13 translated into extra points for them, and their turnovers didn't really cost them, I guess is maybe what I felt. But
we had you significantly out-rebounding them by a double, as a matter of fact.
Thank you, Chuck. That's something my boys are going to want to hear.
We had it 34-19.
Love it. Thank you. That's what we told them. That was number one on my list tonight on our five goals that I put up every night. Rebounding was number one.
Rebounding. Well, there you go, Coach. Now, what's the plan? You've got a little time here to get the kids well and prime for the playoffs.
It's really interesting. I may even give them tomorrow off. I was going to give them Friday off so they had Friday, Saturday, Sunday, but I may have to change up some things right now with how sick our team is, you know, so that they can fully recover because we won't have good quality practices at all with the way that we are right now. In fact, I doubt Jordan will show up to school tomorrow. I doubt Luke will show up to school tomorrow. Gavin may not even show up to school tomorrow. Just only because I mean they've been really sick. I can't tell you all their symptoms just because, but they've been dead dog sick. If I could tell you what was wrong with them tonight, yeah, everybody in the community would be super proud of how hard they battled tonight.
Right. Couldn't tell. Well, also Rosetta's shot was off. His play inside wasn't as strong as it usually is or as smooth as it usually is.
Him and Luke are the sickest of the group. And then Gavin's probably the third. And then, you know, luckily Jaden and luckily Zach and Peyton. Grady had a pretty decent game tonight. We didn't see him open enough. He was wide open. almost the whole night.
And he got a couple of threes, 8 points tonight.
Yeah, and he should have had probably more if we would have saw it a little bit earlier, but it's okay.
Good. It appears that your team has really adjusted to the loss of Tyler McIntosh. Seems to have filled in that gapping hole there. A lot of the players have stepped up to fix that.
I'm going to give props to Grady McKittrick. I mean, he's really the one that's subsidizing the minutes so that everybody else can get a rest. I mean, you know, I know that we used John Broerman just a little bit, but Grady stepped up in a big way, you know, these last 2 to 3 games, and watching him grow, our future, Chuck, is really, really bright, especially with all the conference losing a lot of big players. I really like where we're at in building our program. This is my third year, and you know, I really like what our kids are doing, and if they put in some hard work this summer, I like everything, the momentum that we're carrying right now.
I'm very excited about next basketball season.
Me too.
Very excited about next basketball season.
Yeah.
With the maturity of some of your really young players that we've seen develop and really start to play good basketball.
Yeah.
And, of course, Rosetta and all of the supporting cast.
And Brevik Hill at the JV level is doing good. I foresee him probably getting some minutes next year behind Zach Shane. And
When he came up as a freshman in the JV, I thought, golly, where's this kid been?
Yeah, you know, we like to develop our kids, our freshmen, unless they're varsity ready. We like to develop our kids at the freshman level and move them up gradually. I think sometimes kids in general, egos get really big if they get up too quickly and they stop working hard. And so we try to make them work hard. And Brevik's a phenomenal kid and is going to do a lot of great things for the Caveman if he works hard. If he decides not to work hard, then I don't know what we'll get. But as long as he continues to work hard, you know, he'll be dandy.
From what we've seen on the floor, there is no quit in the kid.
Now,
who do you need to step forward for playoff time here?
Well, we just need to get healthy.
Healthy.
You saw Jaden's game in Sheldon. You didn't see that the first three quarters tonight, but you saw it in the fourth. He all of a sudden got really aggressive, and I thought that was a big reason why we started getting momentum, and then we got some easy stuff. We just threw the ball like Peyton not hitting that dunk and holding on the rim. We didn't know that rule, and then Peyton missing another dunk instead of just going up and doing the easy layup. That should have been 4 points in our favor, and Peyton will be our guy. He should have been our guy all year, and he's coming to life. I mean, I think we're playing our best basketball of the year right now, other than the turnovers this evening. I think defensively we're playing a little bit better. I think cohesively we're starting to share the ball a little bit better. So as far as playoffs, as far as our fruition in playoffs, I really feel like it's got to be a team effort in our growth level there and being able to share the ball and pass the ball in the right angles. Tonight, you could tell we were sick because we were just making really crappy passes and putting other teammates on the pass in bad situations. And so that's why...
Telegraph those passes and Roseburg and it's right there.
Yeah, and what stinks is sometimes I have to yell at them to tell them where to go instead of them just seeing it, unfortunately. They haven't played enough basketball because we preach 2 to 3 sport athletes at Grants Pass High School, which is a phenomenal thing, and I support that 100%. But a lot of the kids that you see make the right basketball passes are kids that, you know, Salem North, they just see the game, and it's easy for them to see, and that's why they're so good. Is
because they're playing a game 12 months of the year.
They're playing 365 days a year. You're 100%. So, yeah.
All right. Coach, congratulations.
Thank
7-5 in conference, easily in second place right now. What's it, 13-11
yep.
Overall.
We're in playoffs. That's all I care about, Chuck. I'm super proud of the boys for being gritty.
Got some more games, Coach.
Well, yes, sir.
Thank you very much for joining us tonight. And you stay tuned. We'll be back and recap it all for you, folks, right after this 2-minute Caveman timeout.
The automotive industry has a certain reputation, mostly due to just a few bad apples. At Kelly's Automotive Service, we've tried to market to our clients and potential staff based on our values. We're excited this has attracted some of the best technicians from near and far. We have technicians trained in almost all makes and models. So if you've been going to the dealer, please consider trying Kelly's as an alternative. Your warranty stays in effect, and odds are we can save you time and money.
Kelly's Automotive Service, where we service your vehicle but take care of you.
Do you currently have a concussion or a sports injury? At the Neuro Clinic, they offer innovative testing for a more accurate concussion diagnosis with recovery therapies which result in significantly decreased risk of a secondary concussion. They now offer cryotherapy, which reduces pain and inflammation, helps with quicker recovery, increases energy, and much more. Call the Neuro Clinic to schedule your concussion testing or cryotherapy session today. 541-479-1289. At the Neuro Clinic, they treat the whole body naturally.
Established by local residents in 1934, Evergreen Federal Bank has been serving Southern Oregon for 89 years. Chartered as our region's only mutual bank, Evergreen was founded to serve customers locally and invest in projects that benefit our region. Evergreen's commitment can be seen in the donations they make, projects they sponsor, and the local service they provide. Evergreen Federal Bank is here to serve you. Evergreen is member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Time to recap tonight's statistics, courtesy of the Indoor Airman and Energy Conservation Specialist. The Cavemen led the game at the end of the first period by 2 points, 14-12. Actually lost the second period, 19-15, to make it 31-29 at the half. The Cavemen came back in the third period and won that one 16-9 to make it 45-40. And then won the final period 14-12 to make it 59-52. Grants Pass scoring came on 25 field goals, 4 three-pointers. Grants Pass 5 of 14 from the free throw line, were whistled for 9 fouls compared to 13 fouls for the Roseburg Indians. Roseburg scoring came on 19 field goals, 5 three-pointers. They were 9 of 11 from the free throw line. In terms of team stats, the Grants Pass Cavemen out-rebounded the Indians 34-19 tonight. Floor percentage, Cavemen 25 of 48, 52%, compared to the Indians 18 of 51, 36%. The turnovers, Grants Pass had 13, so did the Roseburg Indians. We'll run down the individual numbers right after this from the Indoor Airman.
Is your home energy efficient? Poorly sealed windows, lack of insulation, hidden holes in your attic, your basement, and crawl space can mean you're paying to cool or heat the outdoors. Don't do that. Keep money in your pocket and call for an energy audit today with Indoor Airman. Plus, the higher the energy score is on your home, the better resale value you have. 541-295-3204. Indoor Airman, your energy conservation specialist.
Welcome back, everyone. For the Roseburg Indians, their big three again in double figures tonight. Owen Bentia had two three-pointers, a single two-point field goal, 2 for 2 from the free-throw line, 10 points and 2 fouls. Brandenburg had 4 field goals, 2 of 4 from the free-throw line, 10 points and a single foul. And Micah Mendoza had 7 field goals, 2 three-pointers, and was 4 for 4 from the free-throw line, counted for 22 points and 2 fouls. Now for the Grants Pass Cavemen, James Buschmeyer got the start tonight, 1 2-point field goal. John Borman got some minutes, didn't figure into my scoring line. Gady McKittrick came off the bench and found 2 3-point shots, 1 2-point field goal, ended with 8 points. Zach Deshane, 1 3-point field goal, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 4 points for Zach tonight, and no fouls. Jaden Jesse, 3 field goals, 1 for 2 at the free throw line, 7 points and 2 fouls. Jordan Rosetta, 3 field goals, 6 points and a single foul. Gavin McLean, 3 field goals, missed 2 free throws. One of his field goals was a 3. He had 7 points and had 4 fouls tonight. Luke Morgan, 5 field goals, 10 points, missed 4 free throws and a single foul. And Peyton Bruner, 6 field goals, 3 for 4 from the free throw line and had 2 fouls, including the technical when he hung on the basket. All right. Those are the stats courtesy of our That's tonight's scoring summary, courtesy of the Indoor Airmen, a team of dedicated pros determined to make a difference one house at a time. We'll name the player of the game after this one-minute Caveman timeout.
When you support local businesses, you help support local teams. Your friends at Farmers Building, Feed, and Garden Supply, your local do-it-best store in Grants Pass, are proud to support the Grants Pass Cavemen and Lady Cavers. You'll find us proudly sitting on the 50-yard line cheering for our football team, as well as our color guard and marching band. We at Farmers are proud to support our Grants Pass teams this year and can't wait to cheer them on with you. We'll see you at the game. Go Cavemen!
Tired of driving down that rough and bumpy driveway?
Let Moser Paving smooth out your driveway with grading, gravel, and some smooth and beautiful paving. Moser has been paving the way since 1965, so call the company that does it all. Utilities, demolition, leveling, rock deliveries, and of course, paving. Call the pros at Moser Paving, 479-2424. And don't forget to call Moser for your next rock delivery. That's 479-2424. Remember, 479-2424.
Tonight's Player of the Game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. And how do you pick a Player of the Game when everybody who took the floor left everything they had on the floor tonight for the Grants Pass Cavemen? Makes it difficult because there any one of four or five players could easily be named Player of the Game. But we'll make a decision and pick one right after this from Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change is still the one you can trust when it comes to all your vehicle maintenance. They provide oil change services as well as other services like serpentine belt replacement, transmission, and radiator service. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your one stop for friendly, certified technicians and convenient drive-through service with no appointment necessary. They are still in that great and convenient location right next to Sea Casa Flores, the corner of the Parkway and F Street. Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
All right, take a deep breath, everybody. There was one guy inside and out all night long. Brought the ball down a lot found a way to get the ball through the hole tonight and even picked up a technical foul. So Peyton Bruner, 6 field goals, 3-for-4 from the free throw line, 15 points, and those 2 fouls with the 1 tee hanging on the bucket. So that's all right, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight's Player of the Game brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. We'll wrap things up after this 30-second Caveman timeout.
Savings and services available every day at Plaza Sewing and Vacuuming, along with all the supplies you need. Did you realize that knitting, quilting, crocheting, crafting, and sewing increases your mental acuity and physical dexterity? Everything you need is at Plaza and always at Plaza's pleasing prices. Plus, Plaza's technicians are prepared to keep your vacuum at its peak with all the accessories you need. Open from 9:30 to 5 Monday through Friday, till 4 on Saturday, and noon to 4 on Sundays on 6th between H and I at Plaza Sewing and Vacuum.
All right, that brings the question of what's next for the Grants Pass Cavemen. Well, the playoffs and the bracket, first out of the bracket, is next Tuesday. The Cavemen will likely be on the road. I doubt they get ranked up in the 16th, but we'll have to wait and see where the rankings lie. The Cavemen will be in. There's no doubt about that. They're second in conference right now. Can't go any lower than third, I don't believe. So, however that works with the tiebreaker, Cavemen are in, period. Regardless of what happens with the rankings from the OSAA, that determines the opponent, though. So Grants Pass currently ranked 30th. They may go up. They don't always have to go up with a win out at home against a winning opponent. So we'll see what happens. We should know where they land tomorrow morning. But we won't know for sure who the opponent will be until after next Friday night. The rankings freeze at 10 o'clock next Friday night. But we'll certainly have all that information for you right here on KJO Radio on Saturday morning. Well, for Ryan Diotti, Staffing Radio Control, Executive Producer Carl Wilson, additional statistics from E. Benson. I'm Chuck Benson reminding you the final score tonight, the Grants Pass Cavemen 59, the Roseburg Indians 52. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Caveman Basketball here on KJO. Please thank the fine sponsors who have made this presentation possible and keep listening for our next sports presentation. This Caveman Basketball game is the copyrighted production of Grants Pass Broadcasting. Any retransmission or rebroadcasting of this game without the expressed written consent of Grants Pass Broadcasting is strictly prohibited.